Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Playoffs are obviously a long ways away, but when did that feel within reach for this group? Because there seems to be a sense, and you just mentioned, you know, that that's something that's possible if you guys continue.
Yeah, I got ahead of myself a little bit there. I think we're just trying to keep going, you know, 1 week at a time. I know, the goal is, but that's been the goal since we got here. It was what Coach Vrabel has put on, on the goals of winning the division and making the playoffs and having home playoff games. So that's been in the goal in mind since we got here, so it's not too early for me to get ahead onto it, but it is a little bit early calling it, so just trying to keep playing and when it happens to get there, that'll be some fun.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo, it's all Arcan
on WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. And tonight, we are here with you for...
Over 9,000!
Not quite, but 3 hours of the Christian Arcan Show here tonight, then 1 hour of Boomer and Valenti. As that's how we do it here on these Friday evenings. Nice to have you with us here tonight. It is a beautiful Friday night out there in the Commonwealth. I am... excited to be talking about all the various topics that we have here, including Bill Belichick. We will have the Arcan Fire coming your way at 8:30 instead of its normal 9:30. John Lyons is going to join us at 7:30. And I have some Red Sox thoughts I want to get out for you at around 8 o'clock. But what I wanted to open with was sort of inspired by what Drake May had to say right there and the question, which was about the playoffs, and May sort of acknowledging that this team could be, competing in the postseason. And I know that was from earlier in the week, but I heard that clip again, and it made me think, if you're talking playoffs, and they are. I mean, Drake May's talking playoffs. He didn't shoot down the idea of it. He didn't say, we're not going there. He was open to the idea of postseason play, at least in that particular answer. If that's true, then the rebuild is over, right? I mean, like, that's sort of how I look at it. And it may be mincing words a little bit. Wow, the rebuild's over, so what? Rebuilds, not all rebuilds are the same. I agree. Not all rebuilds are the same. But I also think that when a team is in a rebuild, as the Patriots clearly were, there's, and maybe not always in Boston, but oftentimes there is a element of a grace period that you get. For the rebuild, you have a rookie quarterback. You have a new head coach, an offensive coordinator that you're bringing back, all new coaches. You have rookies that are expected to play an important role in your offense. You've drafted a tackle in the first round, a running back in the second round, and a wide receiver in the third round. Like, you are planning on all of those people contributing, too, by the way. And one of them sure is. One of them definitely is. The other two, not so much, but that's neither here nor there. The point is that I think the Patriots went into this season with for the Boston sports fan, which I know is sort of grading on a curve, but for Boston sports fan, there was patience. I think that they were willing, fans were willing to be patient with this team. I was willing to be patient with this team. I was willing to look at a 6 or 7 win season as a success. I was willing to look at that as something that was positive, as something that you could build off of, as something that you could take into next year and look at as progress, as an evolution of a team that's being rebuilt sort of one piece at a time. New quarterback, new coach, new this, new that, new everything. New defense. I mean, geez, how much money did they spend in free agency to redo that defense? They got all sorts of new guys in that defense. And not only that, but Mike Vrabel jettisoned a lot of the old Bill guy. I mean, you know, Peppers gone, Juwan Bentley gone, all these guys gone. You know, that wasn't a coincidence, I don't think. And usually when you have a big overhaul like that, the thinking is give it a year. Give it some time. Don't expect big returns right away. Don't expect there to be fireworks in the first, you know, couple of months. You go sort of, I don't want to say scorched earth because that implies animosity. I'm not exactly sure that was what he was doing. But when you go full, you know, cleaner on everything, you oftentimes are expected to have a bit of a growing pain that follows that. And I don't know, first 2 weeks, 3 weeks of the season, you could say there was that. But since then, it's been pretty great. To the point now where they are high in power ranking. Stephen A. Smith had him number 5. Their quarterback has elbowed his way right into the MVP conversation. And in doing so, that patience and that grace that you generally get when you're in a rebuild is gone. And I wonder how that's going to go, Stephen A. I wonder how that's going to land in the locker room. Because I think that even though you wouldn't actually hear him say this, but even though Vrabel and a lot of these players that were brought in, you know, they were all saying the right things in the offseason, I think they were expecting maybe a bit of a tougher road, even with this schedule. I think if you really got the truth out of them, they would tell you, yeah, this is happening maybe a little faster than we thought it would. And I think that's great, by the way. I think it's great that they're ahead of schedule. But when you're ahead of schedule, this is what happens. You're not rebuilding anymore. You can still add to the team. You can still do certain things. But you're not a rebuilding team anymore. Now you're a team that's going for, like the Commanders last year. They were a rebuilding team. They drafted their quarterback, and they were good right away. The Texans were a rebuilding team with a new coach and a new quarterback. They were in the playoffs, and all of a sudden, people were talking about them like they were the next big thing. Commanders, again, I mean, they went to the NFC title game. They were no longer rebuilding. You couldn't say that about them anymore. They were still going to try and add, but that's, you know, now there's expectations. And with the Patriots, it's like more than expectations. Like, the expectations have been raised, but now there's this whole hype train going on. And as the hype train sort of steaming down the track here, I think that a couple of truths have emerged. Number one, you're not rebuilding anymore. And number two, there's going to be a bit of a hype tax, I think. And I'm not sure how the Patriots necessarily are going to pay it. You know, how they're going to pay
it. How do you fill that out when it's tax day in April?
I don't know. But, you know, it's like the troll toll. You get a high-profile start like this, all of a sudden every little mistake you make becomes a bigger deal. The patience that comes from a rebuild out the window. The other end of that, though, of the hype tax, is that you get your games flexed into primetime. And you get people like Stephen A. Smith and Dan Orlovsky, who will play for you in a second here, if you heard him the other day, talking about this incredible success that the Patriots are experiencing now with Drake May. I remember talking to Orlovsky in the Mac Jones years. Dan Orlovsky loves quarterbacks, man. He just loves them.
It's almost like he was one.
It doesn't matter if they're good or not, though. But like, I had a friend like that whose name is also Dan, by the way. I have a friend like that, and he's like that, but with movies. Every movie, you ask him about any movie, and he'll tell you it's a great movie. Just because actors got in front of a camera and directors shot the thing and they acted and there was a movie. Like, just the art of making a movie, he's just so enthralled by that he likes every movie. He even liked The Green Hornet. Like, he likes every movie. That's like Orlovsky. He likes every quarterback. They're all good. They're all beautiful. It's just because they're playing quarterback. That's all it takes.
Well, surely you got to remember when Orlovsky said this ahead of the 21-22 season.
Him as the starter, they become a top four team in the conference. I would not have said that with Cam Newton as the starter.
Okay. He was talking about Mac Jones there, right? He loved Mac Jones. And him and I were actually kind of in line on that because I thought that the Patriots screwed Mac Jones over so badly that it just affected his career in a way that you'd be surprised if he ever bounced back. He is bouncing back a little bit this year, although he had a tough night the other night. But we'll see. I mean, we'll see how that keeps going. not that I want to bring this, make it about Mac Jones. But I do think that there is a hype tax that comes with this. And the Patriots, while at full strength, certainly seem to be able to pay it. What if they're not at full strength? What if, like what happens with every team, they suffer an injury or two, and that important player on the offense or the defense gets sidelined for, you know, however long? It's not really happened yet. So far, they've had a very charmed season when it comes to the injury report. But I saw Steph Diggs on the injury report today. I saw Landry, who's not at practice. Gonzalez and Barmore, full participants. I saw that. I was happy about that. But every time the injury report comes out, I cringe a little bit. I'm just like, oh, God. Can't afford to lose him. Can't afford to lose them. Can't afford to lose any of these guys. The people who are on the list every week, it's like Caden Wallace and Tommy DeVito. That's basically it. Like, you know, you had Keon White, I think, miss a week. He hasn't really done much for you so far. But other than that, you know, you've done okay. You've done okay with that. Gonzalez, since he's been back, has been excellent. You were able to survive those couple of games that he didn't play in. And now that he's here and assuming that he can stay healthy, I think that this defense is solid, and I think that the offense is just going to continue to grow and get better. But that is now, I mean, I think here we are. If you win this game, you're playing the Titans. You should beat them. You get to 5-2, you're a 5-2 team. No more rebuild, folks. No more rebuild. Now it's expectations. Now you got a hype tax. Now you got people not giving you any sort of grace when it comes to that thing. And that's, to me, a welcome sight, because I much prefer talking about football teams that have expectations than teams that you have to, you know, well, they lost again, but that was not a bad way. You know, like, I just, that's, it's brutal. The last couple of years of this have been brutal. Oh, it's, I know, it's the NFL, so you can always talk about it. There are always going to be some drama. There are always going to be something. But, man, the last 2 years of four wins, you can't go 20 years of winning all those championships and then be expected to just go, yeah, 4-13, and next year they'll get them. But it's happening. It's happening in front of our very eyes. Mike Vrabel, Drake May, all very copacetic, all in alignment. And we're going to get into that a little bit later on as well. CBS Sports had a list of the best offseason acquisitions. Patriots are all over it. And they should be. It is really working for them right now. Things are working.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
So there you go. No more rebuild. Going to get a little bit of a hype tax. And also, when teams get hyped up like this, they become a target. The Titans suck, but I mean, you're probably going to get their best game this weekend. That's sort of what I've resigned myself to think. The Titans are not a good team, but you're probably going to get their best game because this is one of those pride games. We just fired our coach. The old coach is coming back in here. He's going to be looking to embarrass us. He's going to be looking to give us the old Joe Mazzulla belt-to-ass treatment like he gave to the media. And we can't let that happen. We got to go out there. And by the way, the Tennessee Titans last year, with Mason Rudolph as the quarterback, beat you and turned over Drake May three times. He threw two picks and had a strip sack. So, you know, like that, it's just, again, I mean, that was last year Drake May and not this year Drake May, or at least last 3 weeks, 4 weeks of Drake May. But I also think that if you're the Tennessee Titans or any team going forward from here on out, you're looking at the Patriots and their offense in a very, very different way. In a much different way than you were before. I think coming into the year, there were, you know, just the idea, it's Mike Vrabel, he builds from the inside out, it's going to be ground and pound, you know, defense and run game and all that stuff, that's what it's going to be. It's what Gerard Mayo wanted it to be last year, but Mike Vrabel's actually going to come in here and institute it. And instead, they can't run the ball for bleep, and Drake May is the most accurate deep ball passer in the history of the NFL, early on here in his career. But that, to me, I mean, you just, you look at it and you have to assume that teams are going to adjust to it. teams are going to be able to look at film. They're going to be able to make adjustments to what Drake May is trying to do. They won't make it so easy to go deep down the field with just one safety back. Like, I think that all of those things are going to now become the reality of the New England Patriots, because that's what happens when you get off to a big hot start. And I think their start, you can look at the Colts, and we'll talk about this later because I do want to poll the audience here on who the good teams in the NFL actually even are right now, because you can debate just about every one of them. Every team that doesn't suck, you can make an argument that they're either better than they look or not as good as they look, and there's not really any way to prove it right now. Like, all of these teams are pretty shaky. The good teams are all pretty shaky, and there's some mediocre teams that you think are probably better than their record, and teams with good records that you don't think are that good. But it's hard to really know who's for real and who isn't at this point in the season. But the Patriots, for some reason, everybody's very, very convinced that the Patriots are not part of that. The Patriots are, yeah, they're chugging right along, and nothing's going to slow them down. We'll see. I don't think the Titans are going to slow them down. But if they do, and when I say slow them down, I don't mean like beat them. I don't think the Patriots are going to lose this game. But if they have a tight finish like they did against New Orleans, that was a close game against a bad team, the New Orleans Saints. I mean, they hung around. They were right there, and that was a game on the road, just like this one's going to be here in Tennessee. And the Titans, if they can hang around, if they can, you know, make you sweat it out a little bit, is that going to change anything? Are you going to think any different? Are style points important now? That's what happens when you're a good team, right? You know, you start micro-analyzing, well, how did they win the game? Is this sustainable if they get to the playoffs? Are they going to be able to win that way? All those type of things. Because that's what happens when you get into the playoff conversation. And it's pretty early to be doing this. I mean, Drake May, I was a little surprised to hear him even entertain it in the way that he did. But those are the types of conversations that you have. It wasn't that long ago, folks. We were all here. We all remember what the playoff conversations were like. We all remember when the team was really good. We all remember how we talked about them, how we talked about the early season games, the first month of the season, not really mattering. Remember? Remember that? Remember Bill Belichick and Patricia and all these people? Wow, the first month, you know, like, so what? That's when you figure stuff out. And we were all like, yeah, that's when you figure stuff out. And then the rest of the year, you win every game. You know, you go 14-2, but you go 2-4 to start the year. Like one of those. I remember. But now, I don't know. I mean, I think now the starts are much more important. Getting off to a 4-2 start like this, Drake May putting up the numbers that he's putting up, all of those things are connecting. All of those things are connecting locally, and they're connecting nationally. I still think this team needs some work. I don't think that the roster is perfect. I don't think that they've solved every problem. I think that there's still some things that they need to address. But I think you have to say right now that this rebuild is officially over. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls here in just a moment. First, here's Joe Braverman. Get you caught up on what's trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trade Now is brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. The final injury report is out for the Patriots as they'll travel to Nashville tomorrow to face the Titans this Sunday. Four players are listed on the report. One of them is receiver Stephon Diggs. He's questionable after being limited all week with a chest injury. Also questionable are safety Jalen Hawkins, edge rusher Harold Landry, and cornerback Charles Woods. For Tennessee, top receiver Calvin Ridley has already been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Linebacker Draymond Jones and defensive tackle Tavondre Sweat are questionable. Some other injuries around the NFL, receivers Puka Nacua and Terry McLaurin have been ruled out. Jets receiver Garrett Wilson is doubtful, and Vikings quarterback J.J. McCarthy will serve as the emergency third quarterback against the Eagles. The Bruins fell late last night to the Golden Knights 6-5 to start their quick West Coast road trip. They'll play the first of a back-to-back tomorrow night in Colorado against the Avalanche. In the MLB postseason, Game 5 of the ALCS is currently underway between the Blue Jays and the Mariners. It's the bottom of the first, and it is scoreless. The series is tied at 2 games apiece. Later on tonight, the Dodgers will try to sweep the Brewers and advance to their second straight World Series in Game 4 of the NLCS from LA. First pitch is at 8:38. Jose Quintana and Shohei Ohtani is the pitching matchup. Boston College Hockey is currently on the road facing RPI. You can listen to that game currently taking place on WEEI AM 850. BC Football hosts UConn from Alumni Stadium tomorrow. Kickoff is at noon. Coverage begins at 11:30 right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM. And the Revolution play their season finale tomorrow at home against the Chicago Fire. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is at 6 p.m. Contractors, builders, and homeowners, visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I always love when something that a quarterback does really good in college immediately transfers to the NFL. Drake May in college threw the ball downfield a ton at Carolina. A lot of it was RPOs, but that was the bread and butter of what he did. He did it really good. Nate Tice often referenced that it looked like he was throwing a javelin. So far this year, one of the craziest numbers I've seen is that Drake May throwing the football downfield 30 yards or more in the air is 20 of 27. That's almost 75% completion percentage. The hardest throw in football, he's completing at a outrageously high number. It's the number one reason why he's top 10 right now as a quarterback. It's the number one reason why he's become one of the best downfield throws. It's the number one reason why New England offensively is having so much success throwing the football downfield. 20 of 27. Well done.
Dan Orlovsky, just sitting in his car talking about Drake May. Sometimes he's on TV talking about football. Sometimes just in his car, you know, just driving around. Besides, I gotta talk to the people. Can't wait till I'm on TV. I gotta talk to them right now. Should I do that? Should I start recording my driving around? Some people
if
do.
If you ever have a light bulb moment while you're in your car,
I never ever have a light bulb moment ever. I've never had a light bulb moment in my life. I wish I did. It'd be great to have ideas and be creative. All that would be fun. Never.
Well, if you ever do, you need to document it so we can have actual evidence that it
certainly
happened.
Certainly will. It's the Christian Arcan Show, by the way. Coming to you live all over New England. And if you're not in New England, you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcan Show anytime you want on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn app. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get into a little bit more of what Orlovsky had to say there, some of those numbers. We have talked about them at previous points in the week. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to Pete, who was in the car, been waiting a little while to talk about the rebuild. Go ahead, Pete.
Good evening.
Evening, Pete.
So, I have to agree with you. The rebuild is over, right? But let's not skip a couple steps. Now we go into the build mode. This team still has a lot of holes to fix, and progress is not linear. So, there's going to be some ups and downs coming, even this season. And I think people are getting a little bit over their skis and thinking about MVPs and first-round buys and stuff like that. This team isn't there yet. And it's just, enjoy the growth period, because there's going to be some great plays. There's going to be some stuff that's going to make you frustrated, but they have a lot of way to go.
All right, but Pete, what are your expectations for this team right now?
I would say that I expect them to be at least a wild card team.
Okay.
I think they have a chance to win the division. I don't think it's more than 50-50. There's still a whole, almost two-thirds of the season to go. They're having problems running the ball. They really haven't hit the injury bug.
Okay, but that's fine, Pete. That's all. All right, Pete, just wait a second. So you said that you expect them to be a wild card team. If they fall short of that, you'll be disappointed, right?
I think so. Yeah, when you're at 5-2, you arrow pointing and looking at their schedule, you would expect a 10 to an 11 win season.
Right.
That's pretty realistic, and that should get you a wild card.
Yeah, absolutely it should. Thanks for the call. And that's when I guess rebuild, if you want to really parse it down, are they still building the team? Sure, they're still building the team, and they're going to have to do something about the run game, and hopefully they do that at the deadline. Fine. Okay, sure. So it's not like they've stopped adding to the team or trying to make the team better. Not what I mean when I say that the rebuild's over. When I say the rebuild's over, I mean you don't talk about them as a rebuilding team anymore. Because when you talk about a team that's rebuilding, you talk about a team that you got to have a little patience with. And I know that the caller was preaching patience there, but you can't preach patience and also expect them to be a wild card team. You know, like either they're going to be a wild card team or they're not. If they're not and you find that disappointing, then you can't just fall back on, well, no, you got to be patient. No. You can have expectations for a team that starts off 4-2, 5-2, whatever it is. You can, if you still want to say they're rebuilding and that you think this start is fool's gold, okay. But, you know, Andy Hart, he yells at anybody that doesn't buy in completely about what this team is and how good they're going to be and be a playoff team and all that's fine. But then if they come up short, you can't tell me, oh, no, they're rebuilding still. It doesn't work like that.
I mean, to be honest, Andy yells at everybody for everything. So
it's true. Andy, more than any person I've ever met in the sports media landscape, scolds the fans for not being like him. He does, you know what I mean? Like, he really wags his finger at him. I can't imagine what it'd be like to grow up in the household run by Andy Hart with the things he likes to scold people for. Oh, my God. It would be a nightmare. He would do that to me all the time. I remember with Juan Soto. He was like, why don't you believe that the Red Sox are going to sign Juan Soto? Why don't you believe in something? Like, nah, you're not a good fan because you don't think they're going to get Juan Soto. And I was like, okay, Andy, like, I guess I'm not a good fan then. But, you know, like, they didn't get Juan Soto, first of all. They didn't have a very good offseason. But they did not get Juan Soto.
I'm very important.
You know, they didn't. Andy likes to scold. He's very punishing. He likes to scold you for not being a good fan. I'd never do that. I would never do that. Last night I said that the Christian Arcan show is a judgment-free zone. Someone texted in like, Arcan, the whole show is just you judging things. It's like, that's true. But I meant like lifestyle judgment. Like, I don't judge people's preferences. Yeah. You do whatever you wanted. Life is short. You do what makes you happy, okay? That's the message from the Christian Arcan show. 617-779-7937. Matt is in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Yo, what's up, Arcan?
What's up, buddy?
On that point, like, there's just too many examples of teams. Like, again, obviously, the obvious one's Washington last year. So, like, I don't feel as though anyone's got to pump the brakes or, you know, feel any type of way. It's on a game-to-game basis. This game in particular, I mean, the Titans. Cam Ward is not a good quarterback, and he's in his defense, he's got nothing there. He's I think this could be the first shutout we see in the NFL. This year. Also, they got Joey Sly missing field goals left and right. I think Grable doesn't have to make this a revenge game. I think the guys in the players will make it for him, which will be, I think, will be good. Can I just get a minute on Joe Mazzulla? Because a lot of people have been talking
about
that.
Sure, yeah, Matt. Go quick.
No. You played a lot of pickup ball. Me too. Like, you know exactly what it was when you're pressing in full court press and trapping for 12 minutes. That wasn't like a casual ha-ha like game, like, yeah, let's be friends. That was to embarrass the guy, and it's actually embarrassing for the franchise. I like Joe Mazzulla, but, dude, like, what are you doing? What are we doing out there? Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you, Matt. I took some heat last night for my I admit it was a little bit of a Marky Mark on 9/11 type of thing. If I was on that plane, then it would have been different. Like, yeah, I ventured into that realm a little bit last night. I said that if I was playing in that, I was trying to imagine what would happen if I was, you know, in the media game, and that started happening. And I know myself. I know how I am. I get very, you know, I was going to say a word that I would have probably had to dump there. So, you know, I get very, if we're getting our ass kicked and I know they're trying to really rub it in, I think I would have reacted negatively. I don't think I would have been like, oh, this is fun. You know, like, I don't think so. I think I would have maybe thrown an elbow or two. I think I maybe would have, like, tripped somebody. I would have been flopping, boy. Oh, my God. Any one of them touched me, I'm on the ground. I'm demanding free throws. They would have been real sick of me. I know that. I'm not saying I would have done any. I would have, like, actually hurt anybody or, like, physically challenged anyone. These guys are in great shape. You know, I'm me, whatever. But I was in the attempt to be self-deprecating, was basically saying that the only chance I would have had to have done anything would be to goad one of them into punching me or, like, assaulting me, which I think I could have had a chance to do with Joe Mazzulla. I don't know him. I've never interacted with him. But I do think that he has shown a tendency to run a little hot. He snapped at some reporter the other day for asking him about three-pointers. All I'd have to do running up and down the court is be like, Joe, you're taking too many threes. No, not you now. The team in general, the team you coach, too many threes. That's why he lost to the Knicks. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, he missed another three there. Although I didn't see a single clip of them missing any shots in that game. They were like 15 for 15 from three-point range. It was ridiculous. But yeah, that was I got a little heat for that.
You are a certified button pusher, I'll tell you that.
I try. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. The Pittsburgh Steelers were considered one of the good teams in the AFC, one of the good teams in the NFL. And maybe they still are, but it's hard to really say that and really say it with your chest when you get beat by Joe Flacco and the Cincinnati Bengals, which is exactly what happened last night on Thursday Night Football. I have some thoughts on that. I have some thoughts on the AFC and the entire NFL in general. I don't know who's a good team anymore. I have no idea. We'll discuss that with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we think the ceiling is for a team like the Patriots in 2025?
Undetermined. I mean, it's an undetermined ceiling. I mean, we're talking about tonight. We have our email for Boston Sports Tonight going around. Our guy Rob Snyder saying, is this sustainable? We talked about it on early edition. Is this sustainable? You don't have a running game. Yeah, it's all sustainable until we see them lose because they don't have it.
Tommy Kern, Jones and Keefe in the midday earlier this week. It's the Christian Arcan Show. Believes the ceiling is undetermined at this point, and I agree. Not just because I don't think we have enough information about the Patriots. We have good info on them so far, but there's still a lot of 11 weeks to go. But also because the parity this year is as strong as it's been in 15 years. And that's not just me speculating. CBS Sports today, Douglas Clawson, whose work I'm not familiar with, but I was reading this today, says that the word parody gets thrown around in the NFL a lot. But in 2025, they're taking it to a whole new level. Not hyperbole to say this is the most parody we've seen in quite some time. The debate for the best team in the NFL is interesting right now. And you can make a case that 10 to 15 teams have legit shots at the Super Bowl. And here's the evidence. The Chiefs and the Bills, co-Super Bowl favorites with plus 650 odds, according to DraftKings. And those are the longest odds by the Super Bowl favorite this late into a season since 2010, week 13, when the Falcons and the Patriots were co-favorites. Again, that was in 2010. 2010, you'll remember, was the year, one of the years, that the Jets beat the Patriots. They were one and done, New England was. The Jets knocked out Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in the first two rounds of the playoffs that year. Remember when the Jets were like, people were like, oh, this is it. Mark Sanchez and Ryan, they found something over there. No. The 7-9 Seahawks beat the Saints with the Beast Quake, Marshawn Lynch. Remember that? And the Packers won the Super Bowl. They were a 6 seed. Tom Brady, Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, and Peyton Manning. All were ones and dones. And Green Bay ended up winning. The heavyweights right now are struggling. Odds makers don't really have a favorite right now. The preseason top five Super Bowl favorites were the Eagles, Ravens, Bills, Chiefs, and Lions. And those teams right now are a combined 16-14 this season, 2-8 in the last 2 weeks. Last year, by the way, they finished 69, nice, and 16. So all that to say this. It's a different league than it was 15 years ago, obviously. There's been a lot of changes in that time. Things are very different. But the chaos, I think, is universal. I think that the chaos that comes from an upheaval like this and the top teams struggling while new teams emerge, and we'll see. I mean, by the end of the year, who knows? Maybe it'll be the Chiefs and the Eagles again, and all these conversations are going to look stupid. That's entirely possible. There's still a lot of time left. But if not, if it's like 2010... team like the Patriots could waltz right in. I mean, they really could. Because I don't know who's good. I don't know who's a good team right now. It's hard to really say. You know, I think that we all know who the talented teams are. But do we know if they're good? Do we know that the Patriots are good? Do we know that the Bills are good? I think the Steelers last night may have shown that they're not actually that good. Losing to Joe Flacco. Giving up all those points. I mean, listen, the Bengals have great offensive weapons. If you can get the ball to them, then fine. And obviously Browning couldn't do that and Flacco could, but, I mean, it's Joe Flacco. He's a million years old, and he's not Aaron Rodgers either. By the way, Aaron Rodgers throwing that touchdown pass and then getting tackled by his own offensive lineman, getting up and getting all pissed off about it, was hilarious. Oh, is that funny? Have you seen that, Joe? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it was after the touchdown. He basically got, like, squashed or whatever, and then he got all pissed, like, hey, we don't celebrate like that.
Yeah, he threw that touchdown to Pat Freiermuth, which that guy runs in a very funny way. Freiermuth's running all by himself. His, like, arms are very compact. He was like, he looked like a Rock'em Sock'em robot running down the field. But he scored that touchdown, and Rodgers was, you know, doing his thing. He's jumping around. And all of a sudden, here comes one of his big, fat daddy offensive linemen and just got way too excited. Just flattened him. He's like, ah! Rodgers is like, whoa! Relax, guy. I'm 42 years old, whatever he is. All right? I'm not 25. Like, that could have really hurt me there. And he was not, like, cool about it either. Being Aaron Rodgers' teammate must suck so bad.
I hold myself to a standard of greatness.
That's really cool. But the Steelers aren't good, I don't think. In the South, you got the Colts, but I feel like that bubble could burst at any moment. I don't know that the Colts are going to be a team that leads the AFC all year. It's hard to picture that with Danny Dimes. Although I do like the rest of that team. I do like the rest of that offense, and I think they have a very good defense in Indy. So, you know, but you, I think it comes down to how good your quarterback is. And while Jones right now is looking great, I mean, I don't know. We expect that to continue. If you look at these teams, there's only three teams right now that are really hot at all. Patriots have won three in a row. The Broncos have won three in a row. And the Bears have won three in a row. And that's it. Those are the three longest win streaks in the league right now. That's it. Those aren't the teams with the best records necessarily. I mean, the Bears started off 0-2 and won three in a row. The Bears, indeed. The Broncos were 1-2 to start off, and then they sort of hit their stride. And same deal with the Patriots. Get off to a 1-2 start, and now it looks like they're humming. I still think the Ravens can't completely count them out yet. I think the Chiefs are going to make a run in the West. They're 3-3. Broncos and Chargers are only 4-2. It's not like there's a big gap there. But even if they do, I feel like the Chiefs are beatable. I feel like the Eagles and the NFC are beatable. I feel like everyone's pretty beatable. I don't know that there's a team out there in either conference that you look at and really go, yeah, no way. Tampa Bay? Tampa Bay is the class of the NFC right now. A Tampa Bay Indianapolis Colts Super Bowl. Is anyone picturing that, like, realistically? I'm definitely not.
The Dungy Bowl.
It would be something. Colts and the Bucks. I think that what this means and how this all could potentially play out really works in the Patriots' favor in a lot of ways. I think the Patriots, with the start that they've gotten off to and the hype that's sort of surrounding them right now, if they can play this right and they can make the adjustments that they need to make and sort of go forward with all of that, then I think there's a real chance that they could stick around. They could hang around. But I'm not going to be sitting there talking about a rebuild if they come up short. The goalposts have moved, all right? I was wrong. I'll admit that already. I was wrong when I said I thought they were going to be a 6-win team, okay? I think that that's out the window. They might be a 6-win team before we get to the trade deadline. Well, I guess maybe not, but they'll be close, you know? Could be close. Either way, now that's out the door. Now you have real expectations. Now things are, teams and people are going to look to you as sort of a beacon here in this AFC. Well, you know, you're a team that took off. You're a team that seems to be doing the right things here. Mike Vrabel, you seem to be pushing the right buttons. Drake May, you seem to be making that leap. It's hard to put that toothpaste back in the tube once it's out, you know? You can't put scrambled eggs back in the shell. Once it's out, once it's going, then, you know, that's it. It's out there. You can't then go back to, oh, well, it's a rebuild, you know. You got to be patient. Mm-mm. Not when you get off to a start like this. May not be fair, but that's just the way it works. That is the NFL ecosystem. That's the news cycle. That's the hype train. That's the way it goes.
So where do you line up then? Let's say the playoffs were today. Obviously, things can change. Can the Patriots beat every team in the playoff pick or in the playoff hunt, expected playoff teams? Or is there one team you're like, oh, they're going to run circles around them?
I don't think there's a single team I'd say that about. I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's hard to really know unless you see them match up. Like, I don't know, maybe the Colts would be a really bad matchup for them. That's possible, I guess. Patriots beat the Colts last year, one of the few wins that they had. The Chargers, I don't think, are that special. The Steelers, I mean, you know, you played a tough game against them. They didn't run circles around you, that's for sure. If Ramondre Stevenson fumbles one less time, then you win that game and you're already 5-1. You're tied with the Colts. Buffalo, you beat. Jacksonville, you can beat them. Broncos, I mean, the Broncos are tough. Maybe that's a team you'd have a tough matchup with, but run circles around them? No, I don't think there's any team I'd say that about right now. And the fact that the Patriots went from 4 wins to now there's not a single team that I would say is a guaranteed win over them in the entire conference, that's a tremendous leap to make in 1 year. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to talk a little bit coming up here before we get to John Lyons at 7:30 about the offseason and the alignment and CBS Sports' list of the best acquisitions that were made all last year. Patriots are on that list. A couple of important guys who actually are also on the injury report. So we'll get to all of that with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.